Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been moving in your life, that your faith muscle has been building, that you've been getting stronger in areas in your life where they are weak, that God is stepping in the right places for you. And I know it may be uncomfortable at times, but God says, I need you to get comfortable in the uncomfortableness that you're sitting in right now. He says, I want you to rely on me and nothing else. I want you to go with me and nowhere else. Well, I'm excited, y'all, for this week's episode. This week's episode is titled, Depression is Flipped to Pressed On. Say it with me one more time. I need you to text somebody today. Depression to pressed on. See, God flips it and turns it. When the devil says, I want you to be depressed, God says, no, I want you to press on. I know you may be sitting through that depression right now, but God says, I want you to press on with it. Because this is not the end where you need to be at. God wants you to, I'm already getting started with this, y'all. This is where God says, I need you to fully set your sights on me and let me go with you through this season and time in your life of this depression. Because God wants to flip it and turn it so where it says, pressed on. Before we go into the scripture that we have for this week, I like to go to God in prayer. God, I come to you right now. I thank you for the time that we have together as a family. I thank you for the time that we are here together once more. God, I ask that you just be with the ones right now that are dealing with a difficult time in their life. I ask you to be the ones, God, that don't feel like getting out of bed or feel like waking up. That the devil just come at them in every way. God, I ask you to lift them up right now. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time. I thank you for the blessings you've placed upon our life. We may not like the way it looks right now. And it's hard to sit in this season, God. But we know that you have a plan for us. That your will be done in our life. And no matter what they've said about us, God, we know that you have the final say-so. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. I am so excited. We took a little bit of sabbatical. We took some time off, and I couldn't wait to get back with y'all today. It was hard for me not to get on and record, but I had to spend some time with God. I had to deal with some things going on in my life. I had to get a little bit closer of an intimate relationship with God. Because like this title says, depression turned to pressed on. Yeah, I'm not perfect. I don't always set the bad example. But I understand that God has called me for a greater purpose. And God has called you for a greater purpose. See, I can be hot, humble, open, and transparent. That I'm a sinner. And that I need a close relationship with God. I need to fall on Him. I need to go to my face. Because revival starts with bended knee. It starts by laying on your face and saying, God, I need you in my life. God, I need you to take this pain away from me. God, I need you to step in at the right exact time, God, and heal me. Everything's done according to your will and your way, God, and I thank you for that. But I need your help. See, when you walk with God, you talk differently. You walk differently. Things shouldn't bother you like things that used to bother you. When I say I'm really about this life, I don't do the things of this world. I'm not gonna talk like the world talks. I'm not gonna let somebody battling something influence and steal my joy. Let me say it with you, someone that made me not understand that someone's battling something, and when they come across you, you need to let God speak for you. So they can hear God speak. Because God's going to speak through you to someone's life. Someone's always battling something. You remember what God brought you out of so that you can be exactly where you need to be at right now. He brought you to the exact right perfect time for this. Come on now. We even got into the scripture, y'all. And I'm ready to go. My shirt really, really tight today. I want to bust through this shirt today. I want to bust through these walls. I want to turn the page. I want to get through this chapter of my life of depression. I got to press on. Proverbs 4 is the word for the day. Proverbs 4, we're going to go 20 through 27. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. Proverbs 4 reads this: My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their bodies. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on that safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. And all of God's children said, amen. That's Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 27. I really want to get into this scripture because it really paints a picture for us to go by. God's telling you exactly what you need to do. And it's not easy, and at times it becomes very difficult to stay on the path that he's laid out for us. It's so easy to do the customs of this world. It's so easy to get into a debate and an argument and not have a conversation, but a confrontation. I didn't believe in this time of day, the year 2024, that we are so worried and we are so focused on the confrontation that we're not having the conversation. We're so worried about having bad association that we can't have any type of elevation. Don't get mad at me now, but there's some people in your life right now that ain't going to be here at the end of 2024. Because they're really not about this life. They're really not about doing what you need to do. See, God wants you to do something right now. God wants you to change something right now. God says, the devil says that you're in a depression season. But I'm going to guide you out of that depression season. I'm going to guide you so you can say that I turned it around and it pressed on. Depression spelled backwards is pressed on. See, when he brings you out of this season, when he brings you in and you're able to turn this chapter in your life of the uncomfortableness, you were able to press on. And it's because of what the intimate relationship that you have with God. It's because of what he says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. I'm going to stop it right there, right outside verse 21. And it says, that right there is telling you, let God's word go deep into your heart. Let him take away that hurt. That pain that you're feeling right now, or when you were hurt years ago, it could have been hurt this morning. Someone could have said something to you this morning that was so out of the way that it cut you deeply. You could have seen something that fed that depression. And God says, I want to take that and I want you to press on. Pay attention to me, God says. God says, the first thing you wake up in the morning, you need to reach out to me and to thank me for seeing you through the night. For they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. God wants to heal everything inside you because everything is hurting right now. And wherever you may be hurting at, let God hold that. That relationship that a parent should have had with you is not there. But God is. God wants to heal that. And you're going to be a better version of yourself than you ever thought you were going to be. I know what they said about you. I know what they did to you. But you pressed on. You didn't dwell in that. Yeah, people may know you from this chapter of your life of depression. But when they see you a week from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, you're going to have a joy in your life that you never thought. Because God gave it to you. When they ask you, you say, I pressed on. I didn't let my depression win. Say, guard your heart above all else. For it determines the course of your life. Our heart's precious. We got to feed it the word. We got to, and God, it says, listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. That helps guard your heart. See, it's not Facebook, it's not Instagram, it's not Snapchat, it's not Twitter, it's not that TikTok, it's not at all other than this. It's the word that guards your heart. Fixate your sight on Jesus. God is moving in a way in your life that you never thought he was going to move. He turned it around. You pressed on. No one ever thought that you were going to be able to be pressed on. They never thought that you were going to do anything like. They never thought you were going to amount to anything. And look where you're sitting at now. You're sitting right there at the right hand of God and saying, yes, God, I made it out of this depression. Yes, God, I was able to do things they never thought I was going to be able to do, God. Yes, I have a marriage, God. Yes, I'm in a relationship. Yes, God, I'm doing things I never thought I was going to do, God. Yes, I understand that I went through some things, but I came out better on the other side of it, God. And the only one I can tell you, God, is that I pressed on. I didn't let this depression win. I didn't let my anxiety win, God. I put one foot in front of the other, God. You say, I'm going to lay out a path and you're going to follow it, my child. You say, yes, God, but I understand they may be going through some things right now. I know it may be tough right now. I know you may not like the marriage that you may be in right now, the status of it right now, the relationship that you're in with a significant other right now, but God says, I need you to stay true to what I've called you to do. I need you to understand that my word guards your heart. Keep your eyes set on me. I got you covered every different which way. The devil can come at you in every different which way. But I've been telling you how to fight. I keep telling the beginning of this podcast every single time that our faith muscle has to be building. Yes, it means I have to be able to step out on faith. Yes, I know that it may be hard at times to be like, God, I don't know what to do, God, but I need you to step in right now. And God says, I'm going to step in and we're going to press on. And we're not going to stop. He loves you with everything that he has. He went to Calvary and died for you. So this depression will not win. So that you're able to be pressed on. While he was going through and carrying his cross and carrying the burdens. He pressed on. While you're carrying your burden. And some of you may not like this, what we're saying right this right now. But I'm going to be open and transparent as I can. But you got to carry your cross. The shame of what we did in the past is what we went through. We openly admit that we're sinners. And we didn't do everything exactly the way we should have done it. But we're still here. We're still standing. And God's still moving in that way in your life. We don't glorify our past. We do it to glorify our Father who brought us out of the trouble that we were in. He brought us out of that mess so that we can bring a message. While you're going through the hurt of losing losing a loved one, forgive me. For the circumstances not being the exact way that they need to be, that it's hurting you right now. The pain that you have in your heart right now, you got to let it go and you got to give it to God. That's how we pressed on from our depression. That's how we move forward. God says, I'm going to give you a windshield so you can look at what I'm giving you. And I'm going to give you a rear view mirror so you can see how small it is behind you. We avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. So while we're not doing the things of this world, people can be cussing, carrying on around. Doesn't mean you have to be that same exact way. You look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. The ability to touch and mold your children to follow God. Your neighbors to follow God. Your household to follow God. When you're studying, you spend time with God and working on that intimate relationship. He's marked out the path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. He says we're staying true to what we know. And what we know is God's word. He wants you to understand that you are pressed on and you're not going to be a part of this depression anymore. You have to put one foot in front of the other and you have to keep on walking. He went to Calvary and he died. See, the story could have stopped there. See, your depression could have stopped you right there in your track right there. But God says, no, I got something else for you. See, in the moment of quietness, the moment he went to the tomb is when you went to the womb. Come on now. I'm not sure who needs to hear that, but let me say that with you one more time. When he went to the womb, you were in the womb. Right there, he says, in the quietness, I'm going to build you. I'm going to give you all the power in your hands. He defeated death. You can defeat the depression. He's going to give the ability to press on. And in the quietness, I know it's hard. I know in the quietness, it's not easy. But this is where he says, I need you to fixate your eyes on me and let me take complete control of all of this. He walks with you in every way of your life. He's not leaving you in any aspect of your life. He's with you in the depression. In the lowest point of your life where you don't feel like you can move on, that you can take another step, he tells you in your word. That his word is to penetrate deep. And listen carefully to the word. So that he can guide that, your feet. And I know it's so hard to deal with it because I've dealt with depression. I've dealt with negative comments. I've dealt with hurtful comments. I've dealt with bad relationships. Hurtful relationships. Hurtful words from people that cared and loved me. I rely on God to heal my heart. I rely on God to lift me up. I rely on God to make me stronger. I rely on God to take away the pain. I rely on God to be able to press on. I rely on God to flip the script. I rely on God to make me the head and not the tail. I rely on God to build me up. I rely on God to get me through the day. I rely on God to see me through the night. I rely on God to get me through the hard conversations. I rely on God for everything in my life. It's not stopping right here. You may not think that you are qualified. But God says, I'm the one that deems who's qualified and who's not. I don't care what people say. You are qualified. Because God says, you are a child of mine. And I'm not letting you go. We're going to get through these things together. Because I'm with you in the heart. I'm with you right now. In Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Give your whole heart to Jesus. Give your whole heart to God. And say, God, I need you right now. God, I need you to lift me up right now. And I don't care what you're going through right now, but God's right here with you. This depression is not going to win. This anxiety is not going to win. The uncomfortableness is not going to win. You are stronger than what you think you are. The word tells you that if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you for this time. God, I ask that you just lift us up right now, God. We need you in our life. I know it doesn't look perfect all the time, but he's right here with you right now, walking you through it. He's holding you close. He wants you to rely on him. He's flipping the script in your life. In regards to what everybody else may say about it, you are qualified. You are deserving. And he loves you. He brought you out of so many things. He will bring you out of this. We'll be able to turn a chapter. Come to him right now. Lay everything at his feet. All the burdens, all the depression, all the anxiety. Lay everything at his feet. The troubles that you are going through right now. Lay them at his feet. Suicidal thoughts. The question you have of him, lay him at your feet. He wants to build a relationship up with you. And that's what he's doing right now. Give everything to him. Everything that we've been worrying about, everything we've been battling, give it all to him and watch him flip the script. That you've been pressed on. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come to you right now. I thank you for this day and I thank you for this time. God, I just give you all the praise and all the glory for this day. God, whatever may be battling inside, God, you know our hearts. God, we ask that you guard them. Did we change our tongues, God, that we do not speak coarsely? God, that we just be able to speak life, God. When people see and hear us, God, they see and hear you. God, we ask you that you just make us stronger and make us better in every way. Forgive us for our sins, our failures, and our shortcomings. They ask that the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that has free flow movement about in our life. And in your holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Y'all, I'm so happy to be back. Here we go. We are building in 2024. We are building our faith muscle. We are going to get stronger. We are going to get better. There's going to be some tough days. There's going to be some hard days. But God says, I'm still going to be with you through it all. He'll flip it on a minute. God can turn things around at the blink of an eye. Rely on him to get you through it. Remember, God loves you. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. For prayers and prayer reports, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, be blessed. Stay blessed. God's flippin'ness. Depression, depressed on.